LQ Radio, radio.linuxquestions.org. Hi, this is Harold J. Johnson of somethingthathappened.com. This is the third in a series of interviews with various exhibitors at Southern California's Linux Expo, Scale 3X. Today's conversation is with Brian of Wikipedia, the open source encyclopedia. So without further ado, let's hear what Brian has to say.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hi, Brian. So you're representing Wikipedia, the open source. Can you tell me a little bit about, or tell my listeners a little bit about Wikipedia and what it's all about?
Sure. Wikipedia is this crazy little project that we run. The basic goal is to create a comprehensive, freely redistributable educational resource in many languages on many subjects and in great detail. And the way in which we're trying to do this is basically to set up a little site on the internet and let anyone have at it. And it's surprising how well it works. After 4 years, we have something like 500,000 articles.
Quite a bit.
Which is a lot. Of course, many of those are small or on some very particular subject.
Stuff you can't find on Encarta.
Yes, stuff you won't find in Encarta, like every character in J.R.R. Tolkien's novels or every small town in Sweden. But there are also a lot of very detailed articles on general subjects, and things improve over time, and it's really, there's just a lot of stuff.
I just read, just I think last week, that I don't know how long it's been, but I've just read that Wikipedia has actually surpassed Encarta as far as entries, as far as definitions, as far as its overall entries, like far surpassed Encarta entries.
Oh, far, and that would, far surpassed.
Yeah. And that would make sense from what you're telling me about all the obscure entries that are also found there.
Yeah, the simple number of entries isn't really that great a figure, but it's so often used in advertising in misleading ways. So you look at a dictionary or a encyclopedia, you pull one off the shelf in the bookstore, or you try to buy one off the web, and they'll tell you it has 100,000 entries, or it has 1,000,000 words, or whatever. How many of those are you actually going to read, is the question. You're not going to read all 30,000 entries in your dictionary. So it's more of a question of what is the quality of the material, in particular the material that you're interested in. And I think that's one thing where Wikipedia can stand out, in that because we have a very wide range of contributors with a wide range of interests.
Let's talk about the contributors. Who can contribute to Wikipedia?
You can.
Me? Like me standing here, I can just log on to the internet and...
Yes, actually, right now you could log on to that computer right there and edit Wikipedia right now.
And there's a computer right to my left here sitting on the desk, and I can see Wikipedia, the Wikipedia site, or one of the Wikipedia, a few of the Wikipedia sites are actually up in front of me right here. Here's one, Wikibooks. I haven't heard of Wikibooks. I've heard of the Pedia, but I hadn't heard of Wikibooks. What is that?
Wikibooks is a related project. The idea is to assemble textbooks and teaching materials and learning materials on various particular subjects, which is sort of an adjunct to the encyclopedia, and that you can go more in-depth in a textbook format than you can in a simple encyclopedia.
I'm going to like this. I'm so glad I came here today, because I was familiar with Wikipedia, and I realized that a lot of people are using this model and building upon it, but I wasn't familiar with the Wikibooks, and I think that's something that I could really use. And then there's Wikimedia Commons. What is that?
Wikimedia Commons is a repository for public domain and freely licensed images, sounds, and potentially video files, which can be used both in our own projects, in the encyclopedia and the textbooks, and also for other people's projects. The materials in there are freely reusable under either a free copyright license or under public domain.
So, what you're telling me about Wikipedia Commons, these are all copylefted works? These are all, these would be like Creative Commons or other open source works that anyone could take and let's say music. They could take the music, download it, mix it, mash it, do whatever they want with it, or at least distribute it. Is that what this is basically about?
Well, we have a mix of materials that are under the public domain, which, of course, you can do absolutely anything with, materials that are under a Creative Commons share-alike license, and materials that are under the GNU Free Documentation license, which is very similar to the Creative Commons share-alike, and that's what's used on the Wikipedia articles.
So the licensing still depends. There are some variations within this. There are subsets within the licensing you'll find on Wikipedia Commons.
Yeah. There are some sort of slight differences from image to image or media to media, but they're all clearly labeled in what they are, which is sort of part of the idea, is that we have materials that are categorized by both topic and content and by the license under which they can be used.
I like the idea. I'm a frequent visitor to archive.org and the open source sections of archive.org. I love to download the Creative Commons and copyleft and public domain works and then use them, the ones that are I'm able to use and remix and mass them and put them in my own projects.
Cool.
I love this. So this is yet another for podcasters out there who are listening. This is another resource. I know a lot of people are looking for materials that they can use in their own projects. Well, this is a legal way to work with other artists, other content creators out there. If you go to commons.wikimedia.org, you'll find tons of categories of media, including audio, free images, music, video clips, and quite possibly text and spoken text as well. So you have tons of materials to draw from at this website. Now, getting back to the Wikipedia, you were telling me that anyone, including myself, could add to the Wikipedia project. How would I do so if I knew something, let's say, about podcasting, for example, which I do know a little bit about? What would I do if I wanted, if I went to Wikipedia and I found no entry on podcasting, and I tried one of the other dictionaries out there, let's say, or encyclopedias, like, you know, the one I've already mentioned too many times already. If I went to this Wikipedia and didn't find an entry on podcasting, how can I get one up there?
Well, if you didn't find anything on podcasting, and I'm fairly certain that we have an article, what you would do is you would go to an article that is on a topic that's related to podcasting. You would edit it to mention podcasting, and then you would have a link to create an article on podcasting, where you would then fill out that broken link and add the information necessary to jump from page to page.
Yeah, so if anyone out there has heard of a wiki, it's basically taking the wiki technology, which is a collaborative and open source technology that allows you to add and compose freely. But isn't there a danger when you do that, that some joker's going to come along and, let's say, create his own definition of you know, basically anything, and so unsuspecting visitors will get the false definition. Do you have this concern at all?
Oh, things like that happen from time to time, but the vast majority of such things are removed or averted within a few minutes, because there are hundreds of really active people on these projects who are just sitting there waiting for updates, and they'll pounce on them like a hawk. And if it's no good, it's generally not going to last.
Is there a record that people keep of definitions that they approve of? Let's say the podcasting definition. Let's go back to that again. I do know, in fact, there is a podcasting definition on Wikipedia. But I've noticed in the last week, someone reported in a forum that I'm involved in that the original accepted, kind of like generally accepted definition of podcasting was totally revamped by someone and totally obliterated and erased and changed. There was an outcry. People said, well, let's go back to the old. Is there a record that they can go back to, you can just roll back to a previous definition in Wikipedia?
Yes, we keep every revision of every page that is edited. So you can go back through the entire history and see what changes were made, who made them, when they made them, and if you need to simply revert the entire page to an old version, you can do that just with a few clicks.
Brian, how are you involved with Wikipedia?
Well, the main thing I do is I work on the software that runs the wiki itself.
How long have you been working on this?
About 3 years.
3 years, 3 years. Wow, and do you know how long Wikipedia's been around?
Wikipedia's been around 4 years, so I came in right after the first year.
Wow, so you must contribute a lot of your time.
Yeah. But, you know, it's very rewarding and very educational. It's just a great experience to be working with people and working on something that it seems, you know, meaningful or big or exciting or, you know, all that stuff.
The other contributors to the actual software side, are they also in... Do you find that they're on... Are they spread around the United States? Or I guess that's a stupid question. Of course they are. Do you find... Are they... How many people are actually at this point in time working with you? Or are you exclusively working on the software side?
There are several people working on the software to various degrees. The majority, actually, simply by number, would be in Europe. Although there's a couple of active people in the U.S., a couple of active people in Australia, and then several in Europe, where there's a very strong German contingent, as always seems common in the Linux world.
That's true. I've seen. Is here on the West Coast, do you find any others working on Wikipedia with as well as you?
There are a few other Wikipedians around here and there, but people seem a little more laid back here. To some degree in the East Coast, and much more so in Europe, people are more gung-ho on getting together local organizations and meeting up and sort of having events. But here we just sort of, you know, hang around, you know, say hi to each other on the web. That's about it.
Well, you are clearly and without question the Wikipedia representative today here at Linux Expo. I appreciate you being here today.
Yeah, thanks for being here to talk.
Thanks, Brian.
Sure.
I appreciate it. And that was Brian of Wikipedia. For more information about Wikipedia Project, please visit wikipedia.org. My name is Harold J. Johnson. Please watch for the next in this series of interviews at radio.linuxquestions.org. If you're interested in hearing my narrative audio experience, please visit my website, somethingthathappened.com.